How do y'all keep the offense moving? Y'all have done it in spurts, but how do y'all try to connect it together?
Oh, we just got to stay ahead of the chains. You know, I feel like, you know, we've gotten ourselves, we kind of dig ourselves a hole just getting behind the chains. And, you know, when you come back off a break, everybody does, you know, the evaluation, you know, the first eight games of the season and things like that. And we looked at our statistics and, you know, it's hard to play from behind the chains. And we've had a whole lot more, you know, third and tens or third and longers than we had in, you know, the last 3 or 4 years. So we got to fix that problem and just, you know, getting ourselves ahead of the chain and giving ourselves opportunities to just be successful in third down conversions and stay on the field.
Could the rushing game help you out if y'all leaned on that a little more?
Yeah, it can. You know, and in a lot of different areas it can. But, I mean, most of the time we just got to go out there and execute plays. I just think we're not executing. You know, one or two guys are always off, you know, on certain plays. We just need 11 guys on every play, you know, executing the play, and we'll be successful.
How does the group deal with the drops? Ryan said that, you know, that's a physical mistake, and he don't really sweat it that much, but he'd much rather have everybody on the same page mentally.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the most important thing, part of the game. And, you know, I feel like, you know, guys have been dinged up and not practicing as much, so it's different when you get in the game and the game speed's a whole lot different and things like that. So, you can say that's some of the blame of it, but we got to hold on to the ball and get out there and do what we're supposed to do. So as an offense, so you know, we've been doing that, you know, coming off the bye week, all of us have been out there practicing every day, you know, just going out there and executing. We know what we got to do, so we're going to get it done.
Could the new schedule help you guys out, or?
I mean, committee always changes the schedule about halfway through the year, try to get us more rest and things like that. So it's not going to be anything difficult from, you know, what we've been doing around here. We did the same thing the last year and the year before that. So, you know, the later it is in the season and things like that, guys get a little bit tighter. So it gives us more time, you know, off the field and, you know, just more mental work than physical.
Roddy, what about the guys in this locker room and the coaching staff? Has you firmly confident that you guys really can turn this season around?
Yeah, we feel as if we can. You know, I mean, nobody's blown away our division, you know, as of today. So, you know, we've got a chance to get ourselves back in the race. We just gotta be take it one day at a time. You know, one practice at a time, one game at a time, and you know, and go out there and execute. You know, and you know, we could be right there at the end. So. We're just basically just depending on our leaders to go out there and, you know, and get our guys going and actually show the young guys how to win football games. You know, we haven't closed out football games. You know, we do have a young team, but, you know, the older guys around here, they won a lot of ball games, you know, and we got to show the guys how to win them.
Is that the fourth quarter deal? When you look at the fourth quarter numbers, they look pretty gruesome right now. How do y'all close out the game?
Oh, we just got to execute, you know, down the stretch, you know, and that's been our biggest thing, you know. Kind of in fourth quarter, we've been leading in certain games, and, you know, we've been down two scores or more in certain games, so it's been difficult for us, you know, having our fourth quarter wall. So we got to fix that quarter, you know. Around here, we've been pretty successful, you know, in the fourth quarter, and we haven't figured it out. So, you know, this is coming off the bye week. And usually when we get off the bye week, we come in there with a new different attitude and, you know, we kind of go on these runs and things like that. So we're going to need a big one, you know, for these next eight games.